Gay Waterhouse described it as her dream and as the Holy Grail. The trainer has finally managed to win the Melbourne Cup with the favourite Fiorente. Perfect weather saw 104,000 people flock to Flemington Racecourse for the 153rd running of the Cup. Today was jockey Damien Oliver's third Melbourne Cup win. Rachel Brown reports.
Fiorente comes with a terrific run.
Fiorente has become the first favourite to win the Melbourne Cup since Maccabi Diva in 2005.
Fiorente and Red Ghetto. Fiorente's got his nose in front of
Fiorente won the $6 million race by just short of a length, ending a 20-year quest for the racing trailblazer and Sydney trainer, Gay Waterhouse.
Everyone who's a trainer wants to win the majors, and the Melbourne Cup's the major staying race in Australia. And to be able to take it out a year after we brought the horse, it's sensational.
Fiorente follows Empire Rose back in 1988 to finish second in the Melbourne Cup, then return to win it the following year. The stallion edged out English galloper Red Caddo and Luca Kumani's Mount Athos. Fiorente has only raced five times since the last Melbourne Cup, which Gay Waterhouse says proved a winning gamble.
Very much so. I went through the last 20 years of all the runners and I saw that there was a pattern. And I thought, well, I'm going to try to replicate it with my horse.
Her late father, Tommy J. Smith, who trained countless racehorse champions, including two Melbourne Cup winners, wasn't far from her mind.
Well, I only thought of Dad this morning and I thought, you know, what would Dad be doing? And how excited would he be with having the favourite in the Cup? And, you know, I was so vivid in my mind this morning, I can't tell you.
For the elated jockey, Damien Oliver, this is the third Melbourne Cup for his trophy cabinet.
It's a dream come true. A lot of emotions going through my body right now, but it's really hard to believe, and it's just amazing. I'm so rapt that I could be a part of Gay's first one. She's done so much for racing, and it's a great honour for me to help bring home a first one.
It's a sweet victory following 10 months the jockey would rather forget, after Damien Oliver was suspended for being involved in a betting scandal.
Gay was one of the first people to really get behind me when I came back, and, you know, look, I can't thank her enough for helping me get going again, and we've have been a great team together, and you know, we've had a little bit of luck in bits and pieces over our career, but there's nothing better than winning this one, mate.
On a sad note to the illustrious race, the French mare Verema has had to be put down after breaking its leg, and this morning there were questions whether another two horses would make it to the barriers or would be scratched. Stewards were asked to investigate claims that Cup prospects Dunedin and Trey Blue were treated for ailments this morning. Treatments of any kind on race day are forbidden. Chief Steward Terry Bailey explains why he cleared the horses to race.
Because of the nature of the substances we're dealing with, we're satisfied that, particularly on our veterinary advice, that there's no prohibitive substances involved, and therefore we're comfortable that the horses are being presented drug-free.
Nonetheless, the stables will face a Racing Victoria inquiry later in the week. Punters gathering on the lawn for the big race were oblivious to the drama. There's been the usual fashion cocktail of the wild and the wonderful.
Tell me about your Lycra tuxedo.
It is delicious. Doesn't get any better, really. Come on, tell me.
How are you going to get out of that later?
Does it matter?
And Anna Pierce will have to be cut out of her race day gamble. She was sewn into a living dress of palm trees and chrysanthemums.
I've been a little bit worried about maybe some bees being attracted to it.
They spent 7 hours creating this dress. They had to wait until last night to start it to make sure the flowers are going to be as fresh as possible.
But for a couple of minutes after the clock struck three, the laughs and glass clinking stopped as a hush fell over Flemington.
Draws away! It's Gay's day at last! Fiorente wins the Melbourne Cup!
That report from Rachel Brown.